You're can't speak. You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative. Welcome back to Loud and Local. We are here with Charlie and the Possibly Wilds, some of my homies from the dance department. There's going to be a cool surprise at the end, so actually watch the live because there's going to be some tap dancing, so stay tuned. You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
Go, go, go till it makes you ill. The last time that I slept so sound, it seems that going mad is more like falling in a dream. That's got me feeling like a lunatic. I can't remember the last time that I slept so sound. It seems that going mad is more like falling in a dream. I can hear the hypnotic suggestion of the neoliberal machine.
Ooh, spooky.
It always pulls me out just in time to feed. And it feeds off you, and it feeds off me. Till it makes you ill. You gotta go, go, go for the gold. You gotta go, go, go for the kill. You gotta go, go, go for the throat. You gotta go, go, go till it makes you ill. Thank you, and welcome back to 107.1 WPGU. I'm Charlie, and once again, these are the Possibly Wilds. Thanks for tuning in. That first song you just heard was Go, 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 is our first original that we ever wrote together. And this next song will be the second original song that we ever wrote together. And it was written directly after the events that transpired in Charlottesville, Virginia, with the resurgence of Nazis and all that, you know, terrible stuff.
Our second political song of the set, It's Not Okay to Be a Nazi.
You can take that to the bank. All right, this is For Charlottesville.
Take it away.
Nothing new is ever gained, waiting for the rain to come. Marching ain't the same when there's hate in your name. You find oppression where there's none. Falling backwards, conscience failing. Get it through your head, you're not the ones fading. Call an attack, you're the ones flailing.
You're listening to WPGU. There is a show here on Sundays where you get to hear local musicians. and this is a local band from the Champaign-Urbana area. I am Charlie, and these are the Possibly Wilds. And the next song that we're going to play for you is written by Charlie. It's a song about insomnia and the negative effects that it can have on a person, specifically a murderer. That's right. Another dark one. Song about a murderer. Let's do it.
Not all of our songs are political. Welcome back to WPGU. That was Too Damn Fun by Charlie and the Possibly Wilds. I am Charlie, and these are the Possibly Wilds. And we switch around instruments a lot. See, I'm at this mic now. You wouldn't know that, though, because you're on the radio.
This next song is our first love song they've ever written. So a little bit of a deviation from our last three. And we'd like to dedicate this song to our significant others.
Except me, I don't have a significant other, so I'm going to dedicate this to our wonderful host, Camilla.
Ready, Freddy? Oh, I start this. Cool.
can't stop dreaming of you, thinking of you. Now that we've started our lives, I want you to know. Could ever happen. We take it slow, then one day we'll know that the end was just the start.
You are my most favorite of all.
I love you to the moon and back.
Taking the time to love myself.
I love you to the moon and back.
Every day of every month of every year.
Camilla, what's your type?
I love you to the moon and back, the moon and back, the moon and back.
The boo, tell me it's true. I want to buy you a house or a car, but I can barely afford this guitar. When it's been days since I've seen your face, of a life without you. Let's move to the city and rent an apartment with great big balcony. Let's start an adventure that goes wherever, as long as you're with me.
You are my most favorite of all.
I love you to the moon and back.
Taking the time, love myself.
I love you to the moon and back.
Hey dude, that's weird, this song's not about you.
I love you to the moon and back.
No, I'm not jealous, why would I be jealous?
I love you to the moon and back. The moon and back. The moon and back. Thank you. Hi, welcome back to WPGU 107.1. I am Charlie, and these are the Possibly Wilds. Thanks for tuning in. And we'd like to do our last original song, though we do have plans for stuff after that. And this song is called Simple. What's the song before that? Oh, sorry. We did. All right, that last song that we just did was called To the Moon and Back. And this next song that we're about to do is called Simple.
Take that as you will.
By the way, where's Shaky at?
Left foot. We lost a member of the band for a sec. We're good.
Ready?
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome back to WPGU 107.1. That was Simple, the final song in Charlie and the Possibly Wild set. I am Charlie.
And the first debut of the song.
Oh, yeah. And that's the first time we ever played that song live for anybody, so feel lucky. That's the end of our original songs. We're moving into covers now.
Should I introduce this one?
Do you want to?
All right. Hi, I'm Charlie, and you're the Possibly Wilds. And this is the first of our covers. We wanted to play a couple of covers just because we do so frequently at our shows, and it's important to our band's identity currently. So we're going to play you a goodie but an oldie. It's a song about being old and in love. Here we go. This is When I'm 64.
Still need me, will you still feel?
drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in the form. Mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Woo!
Yeah.
That felt good. Thank you.
Hi, welcome back to 107.1 WPGU. This is Charlie, and you are also the Possibly Wilds. So welcome back. This next song we have for you is definitely part of a cult fandom that we half subscribe to. In terms of, you know, we don't like the bad half of this particular fandom. So, but this is a song from a show called Rick and Morty, originally by Jemaine Clement. And this is Goodbye Moon Men.
Ready?
Yeah.
Thank you. Good call. Thanks for taking off the capo.
World can be one together, cosmos without hatred, stars like diamonds in your eyes. The ground can be space,
space, space, space, space, space,
with feet marching towards a peaceful sky. All the moon men want things their way, but we make sure they can see the sun. Now we say goodbye, goodbye, moon men. We say goodbye, goodbye, moon men. Goodbye, moon men. We say goodbye, moon men. Oh, goodbye. Cosmos without hatred, shining stars of cosmic light, quasars shine through endless night. And everything is one in the beauty. And now we say goodbye, goodbye, moon man. We say goodbye. Goodbye, moon man. Oh, goodbye.
Oh boy,
here we go.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to WPGU 107.1. I am Charlie. These are the Possibly Wilds, and I am stalling because we need to change our instruments. So, there's this movie, right? That George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Matthew McConaughey are all in. Clooney says, I'll direct. DiCaprio says, I'll produce. McConaughey says, all right, all right, all right. There's a roaring applause here in the studio for that one.
Why don't you talk about the song a little
so,
bit?
First off, this set is a little modified than what we normally do. We normally have a full drum set, but for convenience sake, we switched over to just the cajon and a cymbal and a shaky. So our sound is normally a little more loud. This next song is a song by Vampire Weekend that we're covering. We've got Charlie on guitar. I am also on guitar. And Charlie's going to be tap dancing. And I do believe that dance has never, ever been broadcast over radio in the history of the world. So this is revolutionary, if my sources are correct. Right. This song is called Horchata. We like to call this Whore Charlie, because we are Charlie in the Possibly Wilds. You know what? Like us on Facebook while you're waiting on us to play this song. Unless you're driving. Don't do that if you're driving. Just do that after you're driving.
So, yeah, we're about to do some tap dance over the radio with musical accompaniment by two voices and two guitars. Everybody should be very, very impressed because Charlie is a great tap dancer, and y'all can't see it unless you're watching the Facebook Live feed, which is a pretty cool feature.
Hey.
But yeah, we're about to make some dance music, yeah. And dance, it's going to be great.
Dance is an important part in all of our lives. Unfortunately, I am the worst dancer in the band. I never thought I'd be in a band where I was the worst dancer. But alas, we have one of our two best dancers doing the dancing now, so I can just strum around.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that Charlie's a pretty terrible dancer.
I don't know if you heard that, but that was. I think it's safe to say Charlie's a terrible dancer. I feel a little hurt by that. And I'm ready.
Balanced. All right, Charlie, bring us in.
In December, drinking horchata, I look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold, it's too much to handle. Pinch of crabs that pinch at your sandals. Whoa! With lips and teeth to ask how my day went. Boots and fists to pound on the pavement.
Here comes the feeling you thought you'd forgotten. Chairs to sit and sidewalks to walk on.
With your foot on Masada. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs that pinch at your sandals.
Here comes the feeling you thought you'd forgotten. Chairs to sit and sidewalks to walk on. Oh no, you had it, but oh no, you lost it. You should have known, you should not.
Start to lodge in those palms and burrs that grew in your garden are falling down and nearing the rose beds. Roots are shooting up through the tool shed. Those lips and teeth that asked how my day went, shouting up through cracks in the pavement.
Here comes the feeling you thought you'd forgotten. Chairs to sit and sidewalks to walk on. Oh no, you had it, but oh no, you lost.
Awesome. Well, thank you to WPGU for having us.
Yes, thank you so much to all the sound people, all the people that had us on here.
It's been
Charlie.
Pretty great. I'm Charlie.
And I am also Charlie.
And we have been the Possibly, we have been Charlie and the Possibly Wilds. Like us on Facebook.
You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative. Welcome back to Loud and Local. Now we're going to do the interrogation part slash interview of Loud and Local. So we're here with Charlie and the Possibly Wilds. Can you guys go around, say your name, your instrument, your favorite color? I don't know.
Hi, my name is actually Charlie. I'm Charlie Prime, as they might say. We all play every instrument in the band, but my native instrument is drum set and tap shoes.
Yeah.
Tap shoes.
I'm John. I'm also Charlie in the band. I as well play all the instruments. My primary instrument is bass.
And I'm Isaiah, but Charlie as well, because that's our shtick. My primary instrument is guitar, and I've managed to sort of, kind of learn the other instruments, but I think guitar is where I shine.
You guys all dabble in the other ones. Wait, these two Charlies, do you guys tap?
I used to. I grew up as a tap and jazz dancer, but like right near the end of high school, I started to have serious knee problems and had to give it up when I came to college. So it's been a while for me, but who knows? I might get back into it because I do miss it a whole lot.
I try. I make a lot of noise, but I definitely try.
I think all of you should tap dance for one show eventually.
That'd be cool.
So how did you guys start Charlie and the Possibly Wilds?
Okay, well, Isaiah, Charlie here. This was not actually... we did not intend for this to be a band at first. It was my senior year of college, and I was earning my BFA from the University of Illinois in dance last year, and I had to make a senior thesis dance piece, and I knew it was really, really important for me to include live music in my dance piece that I was choreographing, so I asked Charlie Prime a personal favor to come play drums, and John Charlie was also one of my dancers in the piece, and I asked him to leave the dance area halfway through and come play bass. So by the end of...
It was very meta. Yeah. Very meta.
By the end of the dance, all three of us were playing music together as the accompaniment for this dance, and we just sort of decided that it was a good thing and we didn't want to give it up, so we just formed a band.
And how did the name come about?
Well, one of our band members is named Charlie Maybe Farrell, and we figured maybe, possibly, Farrell, Wild, Charlie and the Possibly Wild. It took like 5 minutes.
Oh, really? It didn't, like, you didn't go through any other name?
Oh, no, we had a few other names, but...
It was the only one that was fun enough.
Wait, yeah. What were the other ones? I always like to hear the other ones.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I know that for a while I was joking that we should just be the Sad Boys.
Oh,
that's right.
Last year, like, Isaiah Charlie.
Yep.
Ultimate sad boy.
Oh, yeah.
Sad boy.
Oh, yeah.
In my youth, I was also a sad boy.
The Sad Boys, Charlie and the Sad Boys. We had a couple of drafts, but Charlie and the Possibly Wilds felt right.
We wanted to do the Eagles, but that one was already taken.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. We can't talk about that. The Eagles. So what is everyone's musical background?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like this question because some people are like, I'm self-taught, and then some people are like, I went to the school of music fanciness.
Charlie Prime here. I actually started in choir from a pretty young age, elementary school, pretty much through high school. I was a choir kid. So singing was kind of like my first introduction to music, and I remember there was a point in time where I decided that I wanted to play drums, and that Christmas my mom bought me an acoustic guitar instead. She didn't want me to be playing something super loud, so I took guitar lessons for a long time and then decided that drumming was something that I was really, really excited about. So after I got my first drum set, which was a terrible, terrible drum set. Some of the pieces we still use, though. After I got my first drum set, I didn't ever really take an actual lesson. I taught myself how to play drums through observation, watching YouTube videos, kind of in the age of, you know, millennial technology.
YouTube, lifesaver.
The way that I do. And since then, drumming has really been a big part of my life. I currently do dance accompaniment over at the university, so I play drums and guitar for dance classes. And I've been in a few bands since high school, and generally music has always been something that's been a really big part of my life and the things that I do professionally and for fun. So
That's my background.
This is John Charlie here. I started playing bass when I was about 9 years old. I was taking lessons. I had seen an episode of The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron, and my favorite character, Sheen, played the bass. And yeah, of course, Sheen was my favorite character. And
explains so much.
And so that's how I learned bass and became good at that. I was in choir in junior high and high school, so that was my singing background. And then when I got to college, I started doing musicals. Sang the lead in a few, mostly ensemble, but that was really good practice to get my voice up to par. I got cast in American Idiot, and for that I decided I would learn guitar because the whole cast is supposed to play. So I transferred what I knew from bass over to guitar, started learning that. I wasn't very good at first, but like most things, it takes practice. And then once we got in the band, everyone else was playing multiple instruments, so I was like, I want to play multiple instruments. Drums looks fun. So I learned drums about, I don't know, 9 months ago.
Oh, sure.
We started with a White Stripes song.
Yeah, we started with a White Stripes song. So
one? Icky Thumb.
Hardest Button to Button.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm. That feels yeah. So long ago.
So I'm fairly new to guitar and drums, but bass is my primary instrument, and I've been singing for longer than any of that. So, yeah, that's my background.
Isaiah Charlie here. I guess, I always enjoyed music, and I've been a dancer ever since I can remember. So, that was a big selling point of dance for me, was, that I liked music so much. And, you know, I've had this long-time dream of being a Disney performer, so I did, the musical theater thing along with my dance and the choir thing and learned how to sing and dance at the same time, which is a lot harder than people would realize, I think. The first time that I really picked up an instrument was I actually played a lot of Guitar Hero with a friend, and pretty early into middle school, he was like, this is lame. I'm buying a real guitar. And I felt kind of left out, so I decided to get a real guitar too. And the two of us just sort of taught ourselves together. And since then, I've sort of been teaching myself as many different styles and songs as I can, and really trying to develop a playing style of my own. It's a lot of improvisation and experimentation for me that teaches me how to be a better musician. I think I learn a lot just through screwing around.
Messing around. So, for the band, who are y'all's musical inspirations, but also personally, who is your muse, your music god?
Ooh, these are gonna be all over the place.
Yeah, I'm such an odd group. I can see that.
You want to start?
Sure. I think I might be sort of the most, I don't know, polarizing. Yeah, I don't really like that word, but I love Americana. Bruce Springsteen has been a hero of mine ever since I can remember, but I also get into more bigger, grand sound score composed stuff. Sufjan Stevens is a big hero of mine. Springsteen, Sufjan, totally opposite ends of the folk spectrum, and then you get, weird stuff in there, some of more contemporary American rock groups like The Strokes. Arcade Fire's not American, but they're pretty formative for me as well. But I would say the big influence for what I enjoy and the complex stuff that I enjoy listening to is probably Sufjan started it all for me. I'm a really big fan.
John Charlie here. I think my biggest inspiration would definitely be Green Day. I've loved Green Day for as long as I can remember. Billy Joe Armstrong's an idol. Mike Dirnt's great on bass. It's how I learned most of my bass stuff, was just looking up Green Day tabs. Trey Cool as well on drums is legendary. I've seen them twice in concert. Enough about them, though. I also, Blink-182 is very formative for me. I loved them in high school. I loved them a little less the more I grew up because their music stopped being relevant to me personally, but I still enjoy their sound. Not so much recently after the change, but still a big Mark Hoppus fan, still on that end of the fight. Foo Fighters, Group Love.
Ooh, Group Love.
Group Love's great. Oh gosh, put me on the spot. there's a lot of others, but just to name a few, those ones. And then personal idols. I had a few really great music teachers. My guitar teacher, Alan Waite, plays in a few bands. He's excellent. He's been an inspiration to me. My choir director, Amanda Bellarude, she was amazing, fantastic musician, amazing pianist. But yeah, mostly Green Day.
Green Day.
I was definitely like a baby of the 90s grunge movement.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, like Nirvana was a really, really big influence. Kurt Cobain, when I first heard Nevermind, I was like, I'm going to learn every song on this album. So I did. And I went on beyond that and learned some Bleach and In Utero and Incesticide. And so Nirvana was pretty huge for me. But all of the bands that were kind of surrounded by that, with the exception of probably like Pearl Jam. So Nirvana, Soundgarden, the Smashing Pumpkins, Alice in Chains, etc., were pretty huge for me as a kid and growing up as a teen. But I am a huge fan of Dave Grohl just as a person. I don't necessarily love every project that he's been a part of, but any project where he's on drums has been, for me, like, has blown my mind. So, like, them Crooked Vultures, Queens of the Stone Age.
For one album.
Nirvana. He did this one album as, under the name Probot, which was like a metal album where he brought in like a bunch of like metal artists and just did like a kind of like a collaborative album that I really like. So as a person, Dave Grohl is definitely like at the top of my list. On a personal level, the music, the people who like inspired me, I think the first person who really like, who I remember making like a humongous impact on my life, his name is Zach Fletcher. He's a friend of mine from Virginia, and he, along with a few other friends of mine, Veronica and Ethan, were the first ones to really bring me into the idea of even playing music with people. Before that, I hadn't really interacted with people while I played music. It was basically just me like practicing and trying things on my own. And that was a really life-changing experience for me, the idea that like music was relational, that it wasn't just something that I did, that there was something that I used to build like lasting friendships. And Zach and I's friendship in particular became super strong, and we ended up playing coffee shops, small gigs, like all over the place, mostly on open mic circuits. But he was really formative for me as a collaborator and teaching me how to like do it myself, you know, be a DIY musician and all that stuff. So I'd have to thank Zach for that.
So speaking of DIY, so for making your music, how was that process like? And also using like tap dance in a song, like how does that work?
Well, as far as the tap dance aspect of it, I mean, that we've only done it with one song so far, and it's the Vampire Weekend song that we just performed. We haven't written any original material with tap dancing as kind of like a focus yet. Although we are currently working, I'm currently working on my MFA thesis in dance, and I'm specifically researching tap dance, and so tap dance will be a big part of that. But Charlie and the Possibly Wilds will also be composing the music for it,
whoop, whoop.
Which is a pretty massive undertaking. But,
academic.
But, I mean, so this was really just an opportunity for us just to, like, see what happens, because we knew going in that it would have to be relatively acoustic, just because it's hard to mic tap shoes and, like, amplify them cleanly.
Right.
Especially in relationship to other instruments like guitars and bass. So that's why we decided to go with two guitars for the first time out, because the tap shoes are pretty low in like the pitch register versus the guitars, which can be a little higher. So there's a clear distinction between the two. And aside from that, I mean, we're planning on doing more experimenting with it in the future, but right now is just a kind of like, let's just try it. Let's just try it with a song that we all like, something relatively simple that we can all like do pretty well and hold down rhythm, you know, nice and tight. So more to come on that.
Yeah. In terms of the other original songs that we've had, most of the time it's a very collaborative effort. Someone comes up with a guitar riff or a bass riff or a drum line, and we kind of go from there. There have been a few songs that are one person writes and then brings in, mm-hmm. and the rest of us kind of pull something from that. But most of the time, it's a collaborative effort. None of us are very, I don't know if talented is the word I'm looking for, but intuitive. None of us are very intuitive with lyrics. So we're all really good, per se, at writing music, and we come up with all sorts of riffs and lines and all that stuff, but lyrics themselves are pretty difficult. Charlie versus lyrics is a real struggle for us.
It's an ongoing saga.
it's the tale as old as time. Yeah, I think I really like the way that we've been tackling writing music. I think that there's a whole lot happening when someone brings something to the table and is like, oh, I've been playing around with this, but I'm not really sure what's going to take it to the next level, you know? And someone's always able to be like, oh, like that kind of sounds like this lyric might go with it, or like keep looping that bass line and I'm going to put like a dance beat over it is kind of more or less how, or I guess we started with the guitar riff on the most recent original, and then just decided to switch things up a little bit to make it a little bit dancier. But
yeah, because some of the riffs that we've brought in are actually riffs, well, for me, I've been holding on to for a long time and just had no idea what to do with them. And for me, this is why I really love playing music with people, because I love what other people bring to it.
Yeah.
Because when I first wrote Simple, the guitar riff, it was just like, you know, epic sad boy song. You know what I mean? It was
epic
sad boy song. It was pretty standard with a little bit of like rhythmic like specificity, but it wasn't until John brought in like the idea of doing the dance beat underneath of it that I was like, I don't know what that does. Sad meets dance beat. Like, what is that? What does that even look like?
A juicy contradiction.
Yeah, how does that function? So
it sounds like most of my Friday night.
Oh my gosh.
Well, so for me, like songwriting is really exciting because we get to like I get to entangle my ideas with like their ideas in that way, and so they end up becoming kind of these interesting like Frankensteins and cyborgs of like miscellaneous parts and things that we keep holding on to.
I think the most interesting piece of trivia about our songwriting process is that I am the only member of the band that has not written a guitar riff that we've performed yet, and I'm like supposed to be the good guitarist of the group, but I just haven't.
To be fair, he always plays things in like a 9 count meter. Like,
yeah. Do you know how hard it is to write a drum line in a 9?
I'm sorry, that's just what I wrote. It's like that's how it came out. I didn't intentionally make it goofy rhythmically. That's just what my brain wants.
Time is coming. So, any shows you guys have coming up, Facebook pages, music recorded, what is up?
Well, we do have a Facebook page, as I mentioned several times during the live performance. Charlie and the Possibly Wilds, find us on Facebook, give us a like, a follow, a share, a comment, a message, anything else like that. We do have a few gigs lined up. I'm not entirely sure of the dates on those. Let's see.
Yeah, we're looking through our group chat. We had a big show lined up, but it got pushed back. Do we remember the new date for the Memphis on Main show?
I believe the new Memphis on Main show is May 26th, late May. And then we have a Park District gig in the summer. We're performing for a charity show April 27th. I don't remember where that is, so unfortunately I'm not the best advertiser on that end. But yeah, we have a few things lined up. Check out the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's really where we talk about our events. Did we confirm with the Iron Post for a date?
Not yet. No, we're still working on that. But we're hoping to do a show in March, because one of the things we also like to do as a band is we like to bring other people in. And, and in the past, we've worked with Leah Wilkes, who's a friend of all of ours in the dance department, who plays keys predominantly. But she's also
a fantastic
blues singer.
Leah.
Yeah, and so... and then we were planning on bringing in another friend of ours, Jancy Philippus, who plays French horn. And we're currently working on some really cool stuff with all five of us as a group, which has been really exciting. And our sound got really large, really fast in our first rehearsal with them. We're hoping to have a show with them either the weekend of March 9th and 10th, or the weekend of, I think, March like 23rd or something. A couple weeks after that, sometime in March, and hopefully we'll be able to do something at Iron Post. But
like we said, check out the Facebook page. That's really the best way to get notifications about when and where we're playing. We're pretty vigilant about making events for our upcoming shows, and sometimes it just takes a little bit of time to confirm things with venues and amongst ourselves and with our collaborators, getting dates
down on paper.
And we're dancers, so.
Oh, yeah. Woof.
Life is crazy.
It is. Go ahead.
If you have something to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you mentioned recordings. We don't have any, like, official recordings of our music yet, just some, like, demos that we made to, like, when we were first starting to find gigs and stuff. But we are looking at recording relatively soon. Hopefully we'll start, we just opened a bank account. that was our big move this year.
I love it.
And so we're hoping to record some of our original tracks. I'm hoping this summer, but we'll see how that goes.
I'm excited for you guys, but thank you guys for being here. It was awesome. The tap dancing was very special and made history, I hope. I want to Google that. I'll see if that's ever
How would
done.
You even Google that?
Just know that there is a band named Tilly and the Wall who uses a tap dancer as their percussion section. So it might not be the first time ever, but maybe the first time in America. Just kidding.
And
I don't know.
Here, so.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's cool.
That's a milestone.
Either way.
Milestones. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Tune in next week to Loud and Local at 7. You're listening to WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.